scotch and soda. But in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my. Do I
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the French Connections special edition. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of a analysis for you, a talk today about finances, about the imminence of the collapse of the United States economic system and the ultimate collapse of the world fiat money system. And some of the economists that I'm going to quote today, I'm going to read from what this article has to say, I've spoken to personally. Some of them come from London School of Business, some London School of Economics, and others. But I'm going to read this. It's a remarkable analysis done by a man named Dudley P. Baker, Jr. He titles it The Ominous Warnings and Dire Predictions of the World Financial Experts. Part 3. It was posted on June 1st, 2006. As I have mentioned in previous articles, I have the most informed, intelligent, and savvy subscribers one could ask for. One of them, Lorimer Wilson, previously wrote me with his insights on our worst nightmare, the puncture of the U.S. current housing bubble. It was very well received when published by me, and recently he had just sent me more information which I think you will find timely and of particular interest. Together we have compiled a remarkable summary of the ominous warnings, dire predictions, and perceived devastating consequences that the vast majority of economists, financial analysts, and economic research firms and financial commentators are saying about our current economic situation and what is most likely to unfold in the months and years ahead. It is a must-read, more clearly understand and appreciate the final state of the Union. The impact will likely have on various investments and how better to allocate one's assets. Nobody has a crystal ball. But to just ignore the following warning signs and hope that everything will turn out okay would simply be foolish. Ominous Warnings and Dire Predictions of the World Financial Experts, Part 3. A god-awful fiscal storm. Lawrence Kontinlinoff, professor and chairman of the Department of Economics at Boston University, research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research and president of the Economic Security Planning, Inc., has served as a consultant to the IMF and World Bank, major U.S. companies, governments of Russia and Britain, and has also authored and co-authored 11 books, of which his latest, co-authored with Scott Burns, The Coming Generational Storm, is particularly troubling in its conclusions. According to Conklin, Koff, and Burns, our government continues on a course it has set. We will see skyrocketing tax rates, drastically lower retirement, health benefits, lower benefits, higher inflation, rapidly depreciating dollar, unemployment, and political instability. As they say, bad things happen to good countries, and we are heading into one god-awful fiscal storm, the full dimensions of which are hard to fathom. To eliminate the fiscal gap between the government's future receipts and future expenditures, assuming future generations face the same net tax rates as current generations, would require a combination, a 17% increase in income taxes, 24% increase in payroll taxes, and a reduction in federal purchases by 26%, and a cut in Social Security and Medicaid benefits by 11% by 2008. If such a combination was just not possible, the same result could be achieved by immediately either raising federal income taxes by 69% or raising payroll taxes by 95%, permanently cutting federal discretionary spending by 106%, which, of course, is infeasible or we could cut immediately and permanently Social Security and Medicare benefits by 45%. Talk about castor oil. Any delay would add significant costs, and there would be interest on the accumulating debt. Once the financial markets catch on to the depth of these problems, they will quickly dump their holdings in U.S. Treasuries and other bonds. Precisely when the market will wise up is hard to say, which is why long-term U.S. interest rates could start to soar any time soon. Number two, Unwelcome Economic Spiral by Maya McGuinness. President of the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget and Director of the Fiscal Policy Program has said, "We face a tremendous fiscal challenge. We have no plan for how to eliminate the deficit and the baby boomer retirement, which will only make our fiscal situation deteriorate more quickly. It's just around the corner. The political class has not yet awoken up to the seriousness of these tremendous challenges. Will it be a financial market meltdown that finally forces their hand? The United States is now heavily dependent on lenders from abroad to finance our massive levels of borrowing. Concern over America's fiscal position could lead to a selling off of dollars, stocks, bonds, and rising interest rates. The bursting of the housing bubble and the slowdown in not just our economy, but the world's economy. Another unsettling scenario is that private rating agencies downgrade the U.S. debt based on our high levels of borrowing and unfunded liabilities. A downgrade of the U.S. debt would surely cause bondholders to dump their debt, leading to an abrupt jump in interest rates and potentially setting off an economic spiral. Even if there are no financial crises, or if it is closer to a blip than a meltdown, ongoing budget deficits drain the economy of investment capital, lead to lower standards of living in the future, and squeeze out other areas in the budget as interest payments mount. In short, deficits are a reflection of our spending more than we can afford and forcing our children to pay the bill. What is required to fix the situation is to raise taxes in the short run and rein in entitlement spending in the long run so that both are more in line with historical norms." A Time Bomb by Mike Hoy. I know Mr. Hoy. I've spoken to him personally. Michael Hoy, an economics professor at the University of Guelph, Ontario, Canada, and a PhD graduate from the London School of Economics, believes the public as a whole will be in for some very disappointing times. Over the last year, there have been several events which have developed and continue to develop, which, in his opinion, are triggers that will bring an end to many of the commonly accepted practices of our government and financial system. The end result will change the future and the lives of everyone for as long as we live. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of understanding that the way of life the world has accepted as normal for the last two decades is nothing more than a time bomb whose fuse has now been lit. For those of you who do not understand or refuse to accept that the last two decades ushered in an end to new economy rather than the beginning, then the fate of those caught in the path of this blast will not be pretty. I believe we have now entered the hyperinflation cycle. I have no doubt that deficits and red ink will flow like water over a waterfall. It is after this hyperinflationary stage that I expect to see very serious and tough economic times. The Perfect Financial Storm by Jim Poplava, president of Poplava Securities, Inc., president of Poplava Financial Services, states that a perfect financial storm is developing. The U.S. is in the process of hollowing out its manufacturing base, while China is in the process of transforming itself into a manufacturing powerhouse. We are witnessing the greatest wealth transfer in history, one that may eventually lead to war as an inflationary hurricane in the United States confronts deflationary typhoon out of China. financial atmospherics, meanwhile, are turning combustible. Rather than targeting the money supply, the Fed is seeding the storm clouds with interest rate hikes. By not controlling money and credit, the Fed is providing the heat and the energy that will turn a cyclone into a full-fledged storm. If the Fed persists in raising interest rates much further, it could unleash another perfect financial storm, which could end up producing violent winds, incredible waves, torrential rains, floods that devastate the financial markets and cripple the economy. The Fed faces rising inflation rates here at home, global financial imbalances, especially in the U.S., and excessive signs of further risk taking and speculation in the financial markets. Even worse is the shock that falling real estate prices could have on consumption. What happens to consumption when consumers' ATM machines, their homes, stop appreciating? And add this to raising interest costs, ballooning property taxes, and it isn't hard to see that a home budget squeeze is in the making. Debt-Driven Meltdown by Jim Shepard, president of JASMITS, Inc., an editor of the Shepard Investment Strategist, has warned that a perfect storm is developing. Much of this danger has to do with debt. It is the accumulation of this debt, combined with sharply rising short-term interest rates, added to the effects of record high energy costs, mixed together with declining real incomes and disappointing labor market, that are among some of the components of this storm that is brewing. This much leverage and debt is destined to unravel into a black hole of debt-driven inflation, and soon, when a certain saturation point of debt and leverage is reached, only a major dislocation will be sufficient to cause a dramatic collapse. Only a minor dislocation will be sufficient to cause a dramatic collapse. The U.S. economy is slowing, and the effect of a slowing economy are always exacerbated by the degree of debt that exists. Debtors are always punished more severely in a declining economy because, as activity subsides, they are less able to service their debt, and the value of their assets have collateralized are now falling. Once those that own real estate realize that their neighbors cannot service their mortgages and are forced to sell at almost any price, thereby driving down the perceived value of their own property, the conditions necessary for full-fledged debt-driven meltdown will be in place. Like a storm that is forming out across the water, no one can see, an economic storm, a severe recession, is about to sweep over the landscape and blow away those who are not prepared. Major upheaval. Peter Bernstein, former CEO of nationally known investment counsel firm and university professor in economics, author of numerous books including Against the Gods, The Remarkable Story of Risk, and president of Peter L. Bernstein, Inc., has said, current trends are not sustainable. The imbalances are now enormous. The linkages of the parts are so tightly knit into the whole that reducing one imbalance to zero, or even compressing all of them a more manageable level, appears to be impossible without major upheaval. The restoration of balance will be a compelling force roaring through the entire economy. Globally, in all likelihood, the breeze will not be gentle. Hurricane may be the more appropriate metaphor. Deep-rooted structural problems. Warren Buffett, chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, has expressed concern that there are deep-rooted structural problems that will cause America to continue to run huge current deficits unless trade policies either change materially or the dollar declines by a degree that could prove unsettling to financial markets. Indeed, without policy changes, currency markets could become disorderly and generate spillover effects both politically and financially. No one knows whether these problems will materialize, but such a scenario is far from remote, and that policymakers should be considering now. coming intergenerational political battle. Publisher Tim W. Woods, Cycle News and Views, has said that the United States has no choice but to either repudiate its staggering debts and unfunded liabilities of in excess of $86 trillion or inflate its way through them because entitlement expenditure and interest payments are consuming ever-increasing portions of the government's take. Pile on state, local, and private debt, plus possible private sector pension bailouts, and the actual hole is closer to $115 trillion. Trillion with a T. It doesn't have to be that way. But there is a high probability that there will be, and coming intergenerational political battle over gap funds could well multiply hard asset prices like those of gold. The current four-year cycle should top in early 2006. Once the top is made, then I look for a decline into the next four-year cycle to be underway when the Dow approaching its final bear market lows as a four-year cycle bottoms near 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, those statements came from people who are extremely well known and highly respected in economics and investment. We've been talking with you and posting things for you on the website from the Magombo Guru and from Richard Doughty and from actually many people. I told you in the past that things were probably all going to get underway based on economics. It was going to be the catalyst for all the problems we face. And that if you wanted a good gauge of when problems were going to begin to erupt, take a look at what's happening financially. Well, I can tell you right now, the rest of the world is running from the United States relationship, from a U.S. relationship, like we had the plague, like America has the plague. They are running from our debt. They're running from our dollar. They're running from our friendship. They're running from everything that we have to do with anything. The country is imploding, and it is happening as we speak. And I'm telling you that you need to prepare now, this day, for what is coming. There are 10,000 of you out there listening to me and will listen to me. I am explaining to you this moment in history is going to go down as one where people who did not prepare for this will perish. I expect fully to see mayhem. I expect to see violence. I expect to see starvation. These people have been as clear as anybody can be about the dangers of the American financial system. It is my view that this was all done intentionally, that George W. Bush, on orders from the Zionist-controlled bankers of the world, have decided to implode the world economy and probably rise up after its implosion as the saviors with a single world financial system that will come under their control. Now, that is just my assumption, but I'm assuming these things based upon a great deal of information that I've garnered over time. It is not something that I'm just, you know, coming to these conclusions from nowhere. This is where we're heading. This is where we have been heading. They have written about it in their PNAC. They have discussed it with their UN plans. These things have all been discussed in their protocols of the Elders of Zion. All of the organizations and documents that I just cited are not false documents, but real. What you need to do is prepare your families, and you need to begin the process of protecting yourself from the worst of this coming disaster. I believe it'll probably take place within the next 3 to 6 months or sooner. Things don't melt down in an hour or a day or even a week. The process of destroying a world economy on the order of $50 trillion a year in exchanged commerce is not an overnight thing. It didn't take the world a day to get in the mess. It'll take a few months for it to completely begin to unravel, but it will. It is my guess that they will try to inflict other events to cover the economic mess. By that I mean they'll rev up this bird flu and make it seem as though it's the bird flu causing the problems. Or they'll rev up a false attack on Iran or Iran from Iran. Or they'll rev up another war scenario and use that as the pretext for the activities that end up taking precedence over your Social Security or over your food deliveries or over your university position that you may have or over your travel plans or over your house mortgage or over your anything that you want to do, ladies and gentlemen. What will happen is they will create the scenario that will usurp the freedom that you have to choose. Now, what do you want to do about it? Those are things that you need to start generating ideas about and possibly send them to me at my website. I am the witness at hotmail.com. I have to tell you that with the depth of the problems coming, I, as well as you and anyone else, are probably very ill prepared to handle any of this. But there will be people who do survive it, of course. There will be people who go forward with this. What you need to understand, it was a designed disaster. It was foisted upon us by world Zionism. And that criminal Jewish interests in this world have done this to our world and our country. And when it starts happening, please be clear about who's doing this to you. Make no mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. In the end, they're going to want to come in with their own solutions. So, the special reading of these documents was important because I believe much of what is going to take place has already begun. It's probably the saddest broadcast, the most painful thing that I've ever sat through reading in my life. You know, I have a background in these areas, in this subject, and I know about debt-ridden economies, and I know about imbalances, and I know about yield curve inversions, and I know about hyperinflation or inflating yourself out of debt and the rest of it. I know about fiat currencies. I know about these things personally. The fact of the matter is that each and every opinion that I read to you tonight was spot on. And they were all essentially saying the same thing. The perfect storm is arriving. What are you going to do about it? Please let me know. Daryl Bradford Smith, this is my special talk for today. And I'd like each and every one of you to start thinking about your future. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.